Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Thoughts and Prayers Podcast. Today we have a super special guest. Some might consider even a celebrity. With millions of views on YouTube, we have Soo Hee Hong.
Yay!
Welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Hey guys,
thanks for taking time out of your very very busy day.
No,
to come on,
super salty stream, man.
Oh my god.
Yo, before we start, do you think having Soo Hee on will boost our podcast listeners up because she's a celebrity?
Hey.
Reaching more Koreans. Reaching more Koreans now.
Not with a first question like that, bro.
Listen. No. Then you're completely ignoring the fact that Suhi's not gonna share this with her other friends.
Ah, oh, damn. Suhi, are you embarrassed of us? Is that what it is?
No.
All right.
Okay, Pretty, yo.
Move on.
Once again, guys, I'm sorry, because Pretty always gets drunk for these meetings.
Right,
okay. So, Suhi, where are you right now?
I am in Seoul, South Korea. Right now, at the moment, I'm in my room.
You live alone now, right?
Oh, I live with my sister.
Ooh, Joanna.
Joanna.
Sorry.
Who's Joanna?
same, but different.
Okay.
You guys, legit though, getting your own place in Seoul is not an easy feat.
I was lucky.
But it's still in Seoul, right? It's not outside of Seoul?
It's not outside, but it's like at the edge of the soul, I think. Yeah, not like in the center, but yeah.
So I think
it's still in Seoul.
So you went to college or university at Seoul, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that for people that, you know?
Yeah, for catching up. Okay.
Yes.
So I went to Seoul National University, and I majored in classic vocals.
Whoa.
That took 4 years for me to graduate. And I graduated. When did I graduate? Last year.
Yeah, last year.
Last year, right? Okay. After graduating, I just had some time to rest, spent time with family, and worked with a team called We Love.
Nice.
And I'm still working with them right now.
Guys, I'm just gonna act a bit of like a hype man, but let me just tell you, it's like Seoul National University, like that in itself, okay, that's super impressive, right? But you know, they only picked one person for like her major.
Whoa.
every year. Is that right?
What?
Like your major.
Oh, like for, that,
when you got admitted.
I'd be the only student.
Yeah, exactly. They only picked one person, right?
Oh, like for the students,
like for,
who study,
yeah, for your,
studied abroad.
Yeah.
Shit. Your program only has one person per year?
Yeah.
No, like when like
no.
In
like,
total, it's like
so Korea has this thing where you apply as a, like for us, I'll be like an international kid from abroad, right? So we have our own pool of competition when we apply for universities. In terms of quota, and so he went to Seoul National University, which is like number one in Korea.
Yeah.
On top of that, is her major only takes one person
from each demographic, right?
From like the overseas, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey,
only one person from overseas.
Soo Hee
Whoa, wait. So I was about to ask, like I bet it was crazy, right? To not only go to such a great university, right? The most, obviously the best in Korea, but also like to major in something that's very specific. Like, can you talk about like, what was that like? Was it
like, Right, okay.
What was the application process? What was like, what were the challenges you had to face? And what was like your experience going there? I mean, it's a lot of questions.
Right. So, first of all, like, I didn't sing in the, you know, like classical vocal way back in high school. So, taking lessons or like the super, like the most of, like most, I don't know, new and like, I struggled with that for like a year. So like first application, I failed it. So I failed all the exams. So I couldn't get in at the first year. So I took another year to take lessons, like every day, practice, like just stay in the practice room, like for hours, like every day. And then to apply, like we have auditions, like in front of the professors. Like you have to sing an Italian song and one German song. So learning, like, I mean, learning a new language was one of the hardest thing as well. Like you had to read in like good accent and like, you know all the words that I'm singing to. So that was very new. And and like singing in front of all the professors, that was very, you know,
nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
For sure.
So and like our school, like our department, they, you can pick the students like who studied abroad. You can just pick one, or you can just not pick at all. So that's how it was. So it's up to them.
I see.
Like whoever, like they don't if they don't want to pick anyone, they don't need to.
So how many people in your program, like total, like
in total, it was 30-ish,
30 people in the whole program, right? Like 4 years.
Yeah, like or,
per year
for our class.
Oh, okay. Per year.
Still
crazy.
It's very small.
Yeah. And how do you get graded?
Compared to other?
Whoa, it's extremely small. Like 30 is very small. Yeah. So how do you even get graded? Like it's because at a certain level, I'm assuming that all of you guys are like super good singers, right?
Yeah, like, they're all super good. So we have classes like called like German diction.
can you give Italian us a sample diction.
What do you mean?
No, anything in German.
I don't know. Ich liebe dich.
I love you.
Yeah, so like we have to like sing in front of like each other, and like what else, but we also have like normal, what's 교양 in English?
Selectives, like electives?
Yeah, general. With other like, you know, SNU students. So that was like pretty hard because like they're all, you know.
Nerds.
They all got like, yeah, they all got highest grades in their own schools. So like, you know, competing with them, that was kind of hard. But, and like writing essays in Korean, that was something new as well. So like we didn't have that much English classes, so like in my first year, like just studying in Korean was like super
challenging,
kind of weird, and challenging. And like all of them were like the top singers in their schools as well. It was fun though. Like I could learn so much from them. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. University was fun.
Yeah, so what was the biggest thing you learned about pursuing something like singing, something that's very like artistic, right? What did you learn about yourself, or like how much better did you get? Because it must be insane, right? Like you dedicated basically 4 years or even more than that, right? You spent like a year or two years just practicing to get it, right?
So for it,
you must have been like, you singing must be like just very natural to you, second nature to you at this point, right? Is it just like, what was the biggest change that you noticed in your own singing or your own artistry?
Well, like first 2 years, I was like really into the classic, like opera kind of singing. But then in my last year, like when I was a senior, I kind of realized that classic vocal wasn't my thing. Like I wasn't really into the, you know, classic history and like all those just composers, right? But then I realized that most of my colleagues, friends, they are so into like these kind of composers and stuff. Like they would just talk about like, oh, Verdi was like blah 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 blah, Mozart blah blah blah, and I couldn't really like understand that. Like I kind of knew that, oh, maybe I'm not really interested in this kind of classic area. I should like kind of move on to like contemporary or like musical theater. You know. So
what made you choose classical vocals in the first place?
Well, at like in ICS, I was in most of the musical productions, so I kind of wanted to like major in that. Like I wanted to go to the musical theater major, but then my mom also majored in music. She like learned conducting and composing, so she kind of like wanted me to like study the basic of singing first, rather than just like moving on to like the musical right away. So I also wanted to learn the basic of like, how do we make sound, like how do we like, how is singing like done in a proper way, like, you know. I kind of wanted to learn that, so yeah, I think it really helped me a lot. Like I knew like how to breathe properly, you know, like those kind of like scientific theories, should I say? So that helped me a lot.
So so the program is just like classic or classical like vocals, right? Like classical music. Did Seoul University have like a contemporary music or like a jazz music department, or is it just basically classical?
Yeah, just classical.
Wow.
Yeah. Even the instruments, we only had classic.
So very conservative, lessons. Right? Because
Wow. And like most of the professors would like view singers like me, like who were interested in musicals or like contemporary singing, they would be like, that is not what we should go for. We have to keep this tradition. You know, very conservative. But yeah, I could understand them.
So right now,
it's just different, I think. Yeah.
So right now you're doing much more contemporary stuff, right? Because I think it's a good time to explain what you're doing right now, like exactly what We Love is, like what you guys do.
We Love. So We Love is a creative team. We create Christian contents in a creative way. I don't know what that exactly is, but like we just wanted to like share how Christian contents can be very charming, very easy to like take in, should I say. It's not really, it's not like hard to like accept. We just wanted to make it fun for like younger generations.
So more accessible, is that one, right?
Yeah. That's the word, I guess. So we create music, we record them, we film them. So our team is made out of a worship team and messengers. So like they're like pastors. Like we have pastors to share the gospel, and we have a film team. So like
big crew, right?
How many people are in the total We Love
Team? Total 24.
Okay.
Not that big though.
Okay.
Who started it? Like, was this someone you knew and you just got scouted, or was it like a project that, you know?
It started at my church. So like so the leader of this team and another friend, so the three of us wrote, so two of them, both two of them created a song. Like they wrote a song, they asked me to sing it with them. They wanted to record it and they wanted to release it just for fun. So we just did it for fun at first. So like we just recorded it, and the leader kind of wanted to make this like a serious thing after that.
He saw like the potential, right?
He thought that this could work. So he brought in his friends, like other instruments and other film team people, like to make this bigger. And like, so we made the YouTube channel, Instagram, and kind of like shared it, and people actually liked it a lot, I guess.
Yeah, they do.
So yeah, thankfully. So yeah, we're very serious about it now.
How many subscribers do you have?
Yeah, I was about to say. I was about to.
Right. Yeah, because that just shows the scale, right?
Yeah. So you joined in 2018, right? Or you started in 2018?
17, I think. Wait.
Okay.
Like end of 17? I'm not really sure about the date, but yeah.
So about two, almost 3 years then.
Yeah.
Let's just 2 years and a bit more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Subscribers, to be honest, like I don't really know how many people are following.
I'll say it. It's 116,000 subscribers.
Oh.
And as of right now, you have 36.5 million views.
Oh my god.
Wow. Like, did you expect that it was gonna get 36 this big, this
million
fast?
Wow.
Yeah, according to the, you know, the about page on your YouTube channel. So did you expect this to be like to have a reception?
Not at all. Like
wow.
We didn't think that this would like get this big. Because like we started it for fun, right? I wasn't that serious about it. Like but then
kind of like a favor, and then it turned into like a career?
Kind of, yeah.
Mm.
It was just like, yeah, a hobby kind of thing, but then it turned into like, a serious career in a way. But to be honest, like, I don't really care about this. Like, I don't really like think seriously about the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. But I'm really thankful for all those viewers and, you know, followers. I'm just happy that I could share this with them.
For sure, because I think it's not just that your channel is like entertainment, right? It's also serving a purpose, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it should matter. Like, I think that the amount of subscribers and the amount of views should matter, because you're trying to achieve something that's positive, right? So it's like so it's like it just shows that a lot of people really enjoy it and really appreciate it. So, wow, honestly.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
So, guys, I think, this is a good time to kind of, like, just explain, like, the scale, like, just to elaborate on, how big of a reach they have. So you guys know that I go to like a Christian university, right? And a lot of, And so we have a chapel every week. I told Suhi this. So we have a chapel every week. And then one time, like a song was coming on. And I was like, whoa, I'm pretty sure I know that voice, right? Like that's someone I know for sure. And then I did my, what's like the voice, you know, the song recognition app?
Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam. Like the Korean version of Shazam. I did it and it was like, we love, and then Suhi was on the, you know, the cover, right? I was like, whoa, this is Suhi's song. I was like, hey, Suhi.
Wait, you didn't know that it was my song?
On my Instagram, like like whenever time we meet up with like the Korean ICS 2013 people, like I'll just upload it on Instagram, right? And then like just a few years ago, I think it was this year or last year, like I had like so many people asking me like, whoa, like isn't that person from the We Love, the, you know, the creative team? I was like, yeah. Like, how do you guys know each other? Oh, she's my, you know, high school friend. I like flex, didn't they flex? Nothing big, man. Yeah, you know, 36 million views, not that much. Oh, seriously, it's a huge deal. This is just YouTube, by the way. Korea likes to do their own thing in terms of like music platforms as well. Like, oh, by the way, this is a good time to tell people that We Love is actually on Spotify. So if you guys are curious as to how, most of their music are on Spotify as well.
It's on Apple Music too.
Hey, nice.
Is it the one with the elephant, the pink elephant?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Follow.
Wait, so who comes up with, do you have a team that is like the musical, like, so who comes up with a composition, who creates the music, or do you always have a part in that? Like, how many singers are there? I'm just wondering about the
team. Right. We have, I'm the only female vocal.
Whoa.
But then like some of our friends just like come to help us if we like need to like serve a big a big service. And we have two male vocalists, one keyboard, one electric guitar, one drum, one bass. Mm-hmm. So that's the worship team. And and like anyone's like welcome to write their own songs, because like we don't have like a composer like in our team. We just like
everyone's
like one person just one person just brings up a song, like the vocalist kind of like sets out the melody lines, and like they bring the lyrics, we kind of like edit it if we need to. So it's like a teamwork, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you do live shows. Sorry.
Huh?
Sorry.
You
go ahead.
So you do live shows too, right? I'm just wondering, because you said just now that you might bring more people. Oh, so you also do live shows and you also do recorded music videos and stuff like that.
Oh, well, it's like, it's not like a show. It's like we have our own. Yeah. It's like a concert kind of service, like it's a huge conference, I should say. Or we get like invited to like other churches like to serve their services.
Yeah, we do that.
That's cool. So Suhi, have you ever thought of why do you guys think that like your team is actually very popular amongst like the Korean, like the youth generation right now? Because as you said, you also didn't expect this much kind of traction, right? Like this, so you kind of want to shortly explain?
Right. A lot of people tell me, like, they say like, oh, we really needed this. Because Korean churches are like very conservative, I should say. If we dress kind of, you know,
yeah,
a little like showy, they would be like, what are you wearing? Go get changed, you know?
Define that. Like, what is considered, like, because is it ICS level? Is it
shoulder?
Like, oh,
is it like,
or shorts. They would think that it's inappropriate. Or like if we wear flip-flops, they would think that it's inappropriate.
Like a Mr. Gary Opfer kind of character?
Kind of. Like if we wear hats, that's kind of inappropriate as well. So most of the worship songs were very, I mean, I do like them. Like I, but then we kind of needed something new, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, because if we have a Christian hip hop music, they would think that it's not Christian music, you know?
Mm.
So I think that someone needed to, you know, kind of break those shells, like say that genres don't really matter when it comes to worship,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think that's why a lot of youth kind of,
mm-hmm.
just enjoy listening to our songs, and like most of our lyrics are like very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Like we use words that were not really used before in other worship songs. Yeah, yeah. Very personal. Mm. So yeah, I think that kind of moved a lot of people, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
I think I can kind of relate because
mm-hmm.
I think there's definitely a lot of young people in Korea who kind of want this kind of stuff, but there mm-hmm. like it was hard to, like there was no supply of it, you know, and you guys saw like a market, and I think a lot of people are very into it right now, which is great. Mm-hmm. Like damn, 36 million views again.
It all comes down to being accessible, right? That's what you guys wanted to do.
Yeah.
It seems like it's working. So, yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, very great. Really
okay. Yeah, so I think that's a good place to take a short break.
Mm-hmm.
I think for this episode, we won't do ads. We'll kind of do like a snippet of one of the songs. I think that's a good idea, right?
Oh my god.
So you guys don't have to skip through our ads. My god. All right, we'll be right back.
Just listen. Enjoy the music.
Welcome back to the Thoughts and Prayers podcast.
Yes.
A little bit of Britishness coming up there. That's what we like.
Yeah. How do you lose an accent? Like,
I don't lose it. I just like go back.
Oh, it's like you archive it for like when you meet British people, right?
No. Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
So
you can lose it.
Mm-hmm. Should we do the
messages first? Yes, we should go through these because actually we have 5 today, and thank you everyone to sending in these messages. I really hope that with the incorporation of doing the IG story question thing, we'll get more questions for people who are kind of, you know, reluctant to do a voice message. So thank you.
Right.
And let's start off with a question from Chris. Username Global Nomad _ Chris. Runegrard. I'm really sorry.
The only Swedish guy that we know.
Yeah, it's really great. Though. I see him engaging with these replies. Like, thank you, Chris. So Chris is asking, hey, Suhi, smile emoji. I hope you're doing well. my question mm-hmm. is, how is your musical career going? Any new projects right. on the horizon? And fire emoji.
Do I just answer that right yep. away or what? Oh, okay. Well, just as I mentioned previously, I'm working with a team called We Love. That's mm-hmm. one of the musical thing that I'm doing. If he's talking about the actual musical theater, I'm actually learning how to act.
Oh.
Right now.
You already know.
No, I don't. Like,
Cinderella.
Yeah, so it's been a month since I've started.
Oh, okay, that's pretty recent.
I'm planning to like mm-hmm. just, you know, just try auditioning.
Are you taking classes?
But what do you mean?
Are you taking like classes. Acting classes? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You should try out like a Zoom acting like session with Ben, because he's actually doing an improv right now.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah.
Zoom acting class. This is the weirdest shit.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, go on. Okay.
That's pretty much it, I think. I mentioned it. Mm-hmm. Already, yeah.
In terms of your career, what do you think is like the next step for you? What do you hope to? Yeah, like what's like the next step for you?
Next step. Well, as I just said earlier, I'm planning to audition mm-hmm. for like musicals this year, but it's kind of hard at the moment because of the COVID stuff going
right.
on
right
like we don't have shows anymore, we don't have auditions anymore, so I just wanted to get prepared this year.
Going back to your acting classes, you said you've been doing that for a month now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find that? Is it difficult?
It's very fun. It's like I've never actually learned acting like properly. Like it was only like, you know, just kind of like high school production acting. And like my teacher, she like asks a lot of personal questions, which is kind of good for me because like I don't really get to share things much, like personal stuff with mm-hmm. others, but it's really like refreshing. Mm-hmm. Like
mm-hmm. Yeah.
She helps me like to like understand like what kind of emotions I should feel. Like
mm-hmm.
like I had troubles of knowing my own emotions. Like, you know, like I've always been content, so I never actually had like the most sad events, or like I was never super angry. Like I was never super happy with my like mm-hmm. in my life. Like I've never had the extreme emotions going on. So like she really helps me to like kind of get that out. So
wow,
yeah, so it's very fun,
almost like almost like therapy as well then.
That's
really cool.
Never
thought about that.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Nice.
Thank you, Chris, for that question.
Wait Chris also asked is there any project that you're working on like on the horizon? Like I think he's asking in terms of We Love.
We are planning to at this time we're trying to like have rest in a way. Like we've been creating stuff so much
mm-hmm.
These past few months, so we kind of wanted to have a rest for a little bit. But then we're planning for a new single.
Oh.
So we had a song that we wanted to release a long time ago, but then we didn't really have time to work on it. But then we just wanted to bring that back and like work on it again.
Cool. When is that released, or when is that coming out?
We're thinking of August, maybe.
August, all right.
August, yeah.
August.
August.
August. All right, let's
King
go.
Gus. Shut
Where
up.
Where is he? Where is August?
He's in Thailand. He's in Thailand, dude. Okay. He's doing well. He's doing well.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
He just,
All right. Shall we move on?
Next question.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a question from Ben Talbot with the username BenTalbot95. Suhi and all. Tell us about a book or film that you have enjoyed recently.
Right. I don't read that much, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I watched the Florida Project.
Oh yeah, people. Recently. A lot of people are watching that.
Project. What is it?
Do you
about?
Guys know that movie?
I'm not familiar.
No.
It's
on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's called The Florida Project?
Yeah.
What is it about?
Yeah.
It's like about, what's 빈부격차?
Oh, like wage gap?
Like,
oh, wage gap.
Like, oh, no, sorry.
Inequality.
Yeah, inequality.
Oh.
Like social inequality.
There's like this girl and her mom. She lives in like those, you know, motels, you know? Like,
oh,
yeah.
Is it a movie or is it series?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Oh. Is it like filmed from the perspective of a kid?
Yeah. The girl called Mooney. Do you know that? Like next to Disneyland.
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's good.
It's good. You guys should watch it. It's on Netflix. And like, I just kind of, like, we're going through like time, you know, to like think about inequalities and stuff like at this time, right? So I think that the movie kind of, you know, makes us think again, and it has a good ending too. Like it's like the film, you know, that makes you like kind of sit back and think, you know, think back. So I don't want to spoil it, so you guys should go watch it.
Cool,
right.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yep.
You guys? Boom.
For me? What's a good one? I mean, I think there have been a lot of interesting podcasts too. If I think because like there are a lot of good books out there, but a lot of people don't have the time or possibly aren't interested. So I think podcasts can be a good solution, right? To getting information in. And obviously, the best podcast right now is the Thoughts and
Prayers. Self-plug? What is this?
No, sorry. Just like Ben was talking in the third person just now, so yeah, a lot of podcasts out there, but I think the one I recommended last time was Andy Stumpf and Paul Sharp on the police brutality in the US. So I think that's something that I've been going back to. What about you guys?
Good answers, guys.
Okay, I'm gonna
give
pretty less of a pressure and answer in like a casual series. Yo guys,
thank you, Jinsu. I need
Please go watch Parks and Recreation on Netflix. It's amazing. it's one of the best shows out there. it's the same guy who created Space Force, Greg Daniels. You have to watch it. Space Force is pretty good as well.
I'm surprised you didn't plug in The Office.
I mean, most people already watch it, and if you didn't watch it by now, you're too late anyways.
Is
that directly aimed at me?
Yep. Alright, pretty.
Since college, I think I've been kind of into kind of old films, not old films, but like The Shawshank Redemption.
That's a great one.
Fight Club as well. Like, I watched Fight Club for the first time in college, and I was like, my mind was blown.
Mm. Wait, in college?
Ending. Yeah.
Not now, right? Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were like, I thought you were like yesterday.
Yo, for Fight Club, you should go online and type for like all the different theories about the ending. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's pretty dark though.
It's pretty dark, but it's like a rabbit hole. You should get into it.
Yeah. And I didn't realize like how good of an actor Brad Pitt actually is until I've watched some of his older films.
Mm.
And Tom Hanks too, especially, and Robin Williams, those guys. Great movies they're in. But yeah.
Yo, that was kind of like a diverse answer.
Yeah.
Movie, series, podcast, book. Okay, shall we move on? Thank you, Ben, for that question.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, so let's move on to voice messages.
Ooh.
And the first one we have from, I'll let you guess.
Hey, guys. Marty here. I actually have two questions for Suhi today. Firstly, I remember that during high school, you lived alone with your sister and your parents had to travel back and forth. So I wanted to know what that experience was like. And the second question is, if you can choose to sing or perform anywhere in the world, where would that be and why?
Wow.
Thank you.
Creative.
Good question.
That's a great question.
Questions, man.
I miss Marty.
Also, that flex with like his memories, man. Like, hey.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
That's
wait. So that was true. That was true. You lived alone with your sister, even from high school.
You didn't know.
Hey, I'm just acting like... here.
Good friend.
Acting that you're acting, you know, the double.
Hey, don't analyze me right now, eh?
Jinsu just did that for the podcast sake, you know. He remembers.
Yeah. All right.
So let's have her answer.
So was Marty asking how that was like living with
your
sister?
Yeah. How's that whole experience like?
Terrible. Oh yeah. Like we were quite young. We were like, I was a freshman. She was in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
We were very young, but we lived by ourselves. I don't know. Like, it was kind of challenging, but I like because like we had to cook by ourselves, go buy like you know buy groceries by ourselves. But then the hardest thing was like, you know, cleaning up,
that's true.
You know, like right away. Cause like my mom like would do it for us when we were like together. But then we all had to do like the whole chores by ourselves and go to school at the same time. Oh, so dang. Like we had a lot of things going on. And at that time, we had the protest going on. Remember that? Like the red shirts. And it was like a huge thing. And I was like really scared at that time. Mm. Like living by ourselves, you know, everything was new. Living in the city, like, was kind of scary. So my mom actually came a year after to live with us. So that year, I guess, kind of made me stronger, you know, like I was able to, you know, just do things on my own a lot more.
You became more independent, I guess.
Very independent, I guess. And at the same time, like I had to be the mom of the house, you know. Like I had to take care of my sister, you know, just like make sure she does like her homework. Like make sure she gets her dinner, that kind of stuff.
But Joanne went to culinary school and she's now a chef, right? Like a sous chef. So
yeah,
that had a part, right?
Kind of, but then.
Are you saying Suhi's cooking was so bad, Joanne? Was like nope.
Well, then. All right, bro.
No. Culinary school it is.
Well, yeah, Joanne helped me a lot with the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was a good experience.
What was the second half of Marty's question?
Where would I sing? Anywhere. If there was a place perform, where would that? Okay, pretty.
Before we move on, why were you living alone with Joanne?
Oh, we had to move school from Phuket because we couldn't pay that much after the tuition kept on rising and stuff.
Yeah.
So some of our parents just decided to send us to ICS by ourselves. They had to stay in Phuket to work as a missionary. So
Wait, are there no other international schools in Phuket?
No, she went to international school in Phuket. We went to the school in Phuket, pretty. That was the school. For
I know, that's that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking. Are there no other ones?
Other than there BISP? Were, but then ICS was better. I should say.
Hey, shout out to ICS.
Yay!
So, the second part?
Yeah.
Where would I sing? Where would I perform? I would love to just try to perform in New York, I guess.
Ooh.
Because it's a big, big, place for musical actresses to perform.
Oh.
It's like a dream stage, I guess. And I've always wanted to just have when I was in my university, we had a missionary team. We always go to another country to perform. And we were in New York one time, and I really loved how everyone were so just I don't know, I could feel their freedom in a way. Did I say?
Mm-hmm.
I loved watching all the musical shows there. So it just looked, very entertaining, very fun. So it would be great if I could.
Would be that you made it.
Yeet.
Right?
Yeet.
I guess
in a way.
I never actually thought about this, so that was just Marty.
Good question, Marty.
Marty.
Great question, Marty.
Yeah. I miss Marty.
Oh,
me too. I haven't seen him in a while.
Really?
That was
Boom.
That was the quietest I've ever heard you when New York was mentioned.
I'm trying not to overplay it, bro. I'm trying not to overplay it, bro. No. I think it's cool.
Boom, have you watched musicals in New York?
What?
Have you watched musicals?
You know what? Never.
You haven't?
Seriously?
No. Okay. Here's
you lived there or what?
Maybe it was because it was so expensive.
But also, you didn't really care.
No. Actually,
not into it, I guess.
No. There were. I really wanted to go when there were comedy / Broadway shows, but the tickets are really hard to get. Like they're actually super hard. And even though we did get a discount or a little bit of discount because we went to school there, it was still not feasible, right? I mean, I wasn't gonna go alone, and I couldn't find people that would be that interested to go with me. But for sure, New York Broadway scene is definitely a big thing there.
Dang.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Next question. Right. And next question. Thank you, Marty. This question is by a fellow New Yorker.
Ooh.
Hello, hope everyone's doing well. This is Som. I have a question kind of for everything, for everyone, but for Suhi, I know that you do a lot of things in music and acting, but I was wondering what you thought the purpose of music is. Would love to hear everyone's answers.
Hashtag
deep. Wow, that went deep.
Deep.
Oof, purpose no. of music.
Purpose
right. of music, right? Mm. For me personally, right?
Yeah.
Well, I believe that we're gonna go like very deep, I guess. So I believe that God gave us our voices. That's what I believe in, and so I believe that it's. It's what, like, giving this back to him, like, is what he would be very happy with. And so music, so music itself is also a gift that he gave us. Mm-hmm. He gave it to us to, you know, makes us happy, you know, makes us, like, we can enjoy it. So that's also what we can give back, like, so, yeah, and my purpose in singing would be, you know, just share his message through singing, and I'm really glad that I could be doing that right now, and I want to do it, like, for the rest of my life, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, no, that was good. That was
yeah,
good.
Who's gonna follow up on that?
Yeah, what's the purpose of music?
Let me add this though, something like, I think that's pretty lucky that you found something that you want to do for the rest of your life. Because a lot of people they haven't found that yet, even though, like, you know, they're still trying to pursue that even in their 50s. Mm-hmm. 60s, so
that's true,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty, you want to go next?
Yeah, pretty. I want to know.
What did she ask? All of us, she asked all of us,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she said to all of us, yeah.
Background music for football, right? Then,
No, I'm joking.
So
I think the purpose of music is probably for us to be able to, I don't know, be connected to our emotions. Because a lot of times when we're sad, we want to listen to sad songs to kind of like amplify that emotion.
Make so it
when
worse. We're happy.
Exactly. Yeah. But like when we're happy, we kind of like, like, I don't know if it's me, the only person, but like when I walk and then I'm in a good mood and I'm listening to music, I skip sometimes, like.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, like those upbeat music.
Yeah. Whoa. Not like a full on like Sound of Music skip, you know, but like walking, like okay, maybe like a little hop.
Yeah, hop in your step.
A pep in your step.
Yeah, of course, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. We're just teasing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Jinsu?
Purpose of. I mean, for me, music acts like a. Sometimes it knows things that even you don't know, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Is that deep enough?
Wait, what'd you say?
That's so deep, bro.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you don't know how to feel about something. You listen to like a certain music that you feel like this is like the right music to listen to. And it's like, ooh, it's there.
It's like
it seeps into your mind and then to your soul, and it's like, yo, I got you, man. Yeah. Like, you wanted this, you need this, take it in. Like, that, I don't know. Is that
are you trying to say, like, sometimes when we think about stuff and we feel stuff, right? Like, the
words
we think in our heads don't do it justice. Is that what you're trying to say? Like, like sometimes the music can express the emotion of what you're thinking better than your like
that's
words
true.
In your head,
yes,
right?
Sir. Thank you for summarizing my.
Ooh.
No, I feel exactly the same way. But also, like, for me, music, I think, for me, I tend to listen to the same music, like the same songs over and over again in each like phase of my life. So like whenever I go back to artists that I haven't heard in a while, Like, for example, you guys remember 2011 Maroon 5?
That's a good point. That's Hands a great All point. Over. Yeah.
I haven't heard that album at all, but then I just went back and listened to it yesterday, and I just felt chills, dude. I was just like, whoa, like high school. I haven't heard it in so long that hearing it again made me feel like very specific, like nostalgia and emotions, you know? So it's really, for me, I think that's the power of music, at least.
It's like background music for part of your life that you remember, right? Like you go back and listen to Forever Young, and it's like you kind of reminisce about certain moments.
Yeah, for sure.
Dang. Uh-huh. That was super deep.
Deep question, Som.
Thank you for that. And
preparing for the next one.
And I'm going to let you guys guess who the last one is.
Our regular?
Yep.
Rina?
Yup.
Yeah.
Who's to go? Sorry. Don't hate me, and sorry in advance, but could you sing a phrase from your favorite We Love Creative Team songs? Thank you, love you mucho.
Could you?
At this time?
She's like, nah.
What is your favorite song?
Yeah.
My favorite song, it's called Confession.
And how does it go? So how does it go again?
Oh my gosh. Can I just play it?
I just need to point out something that's really funny. Like, of course you don't have to, but for our 30 listeners, you know, it's just really cool that do you still get nervous when you sing, like, in front of people?
Like, I don't, if it's like in front of people that I don't really know, not at all. But if it's like, like my close people,
it's awkward.
I can never. It's kind of awkward, sitting to my iPad.
Okay, you know, it makes sense. I'm just trying to tease you. Yeah.
But a lot better than before, like.
For sure.
Before, I would get a little nervous all the time, but then now I'm kind of used to it. Like,
even with concerts, like live, like even with big events, you don't really get nervous anymore?
Yeah, even like big events, not really. Small events, more.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, is it singing time?
Yes. I bought you enough time to warm up your vocal cords.
We don't want to force anything. If you're enough, it's fine.
Of course,
don't worry.
But I could sing an English one.
Oh my god! It's happening! It's happening, guys!
Just do reverse psychology. No, I'm joking. Sorry.
This song is called The Ultimate Symphony. Okay. Oh my gosh, this is so. It goes like, composer of history, universe's score, his infinite beauty, makes chords with its magic misty. Every creation, heaven and earth, endless sea, becomes the notes of song of unending love. Singing, holy is the Lord Almighty, worthy of honor and glory, wisdom and might, Blessed be Trinity, every elders and angels join us with melodies to make the harmony of heaven and earth to ultimate symphony. Yay!
Oh, you weren't joking around. Oh, honestly, that was so good. Rina,
thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Wait, so that song is called
Ultimate
Symphony, and that's part of the We Love song, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So we can have it at the end too, right, Jinsu? We can
do it for sure, man.
Wow. Wait, Suhi, so can I ask a little bit about the singing, like coming from a classic or a classical background, right? Does singing contemporary music, is it easier to sing contemporary, I would assume, or is it
it's
just different, right?
It's very different. Like you kind of have to give up on one to sing better.
Wow.
On the other. Yeah.
Really? What does that mean?
Like you kind of use different skills. Like your body needs to like adjust to like the different styles. So like classic singing, you need more strength, you need more like room to,
projection.
You need more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need more like proper breathing. Mm-hmm. You need it's like really different with contemporary.
At first, like when I was like taking lessons of classical vocals, like the teacher, she wouldn't let me sing like contemporary songs. Like, cause like she didn't want me to like go back to like my habits.
Whoa.
That would, you know. Yeah. That would just like kind of distract the classic vocals. Wow. She wouldn't like really let me listen to them. Classic vocals, you need to like really just focus on that only kind of thing. Yeah. So it's a bit like, more hard, I guess.
To the untrained, it seems to me, right, because I would have thought that the fundamentals of classical music would be able to transfer into contemporary, like it would make contemporary easier for you if you know the fundamentals of the classical.
That's not the case. It does help me, like it really helps me like to keep my vocal cords very healthy, breathing really helps me, like it makes me take in more breath, it makes me use it in the better way. More projection, more power. But then just the style is very different, so it's different. Wow, than that.
Really cool to hear from like a very high level vocalist. We wouldn't, I mean, but I mean, objectively speaking, you did go to a very specific and competitive program for this. Really awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Wow, that was amazing.
No.
My God. Yeah.
Gosh.
Rina, thank you. Hey. You know, at first when I heard the message from Rina, I was like, would she? Like, I don't know. Like, it would be kind of awkward, right? Like, but
it was,
yeah,
when you sing that good, there's it's hard to be awkward, dude.
That's true imagine if Preeti just sings right now, we'll just all leave the
meeting. yeah like,
no you would want to leave, Suhi.
Yeah,
all right, so thank you very much to Chris, Ben, Rina, Som, and
Marty
for all the messages. And I think this is another very good point to take a break because we are gonna like, you know, add in a lot of your music for the break. Nice, time. Nice. So yeah, here is Suhi's voice again.
Suhi, so before you leave, so can I ask about your the musicals that you did in high school? Like, which ones did you do, and how do they help or not help your future career?
The first one that I was in was Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh yeah,
classic.
Did you guys watch that?
Yeah,
classic. That's
one of my favorite ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
Tell us the plot.
That was my first one. The second one was White Christmas.
Oh, that's not gonna fly.
White Christmas. Do you guys remember that one? No.
Not really.
Sure,
which one you worked on?
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay. The third one was Singing in the Rain.
Oh, that one
is another good one.
Yeah.
Was that with Isaac Porter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one was like him, you know, dancing and stuff. And the last one was Cinderella.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
My favorite?
Cinderella.
It's hard to choose. It's hard to choose between Singing in the Rain and Cinderella.
You didn't?
No, I loved all Fiddler of them.
Okay.
But then just Fiddler on the Roof, I was kind of, you know, like, I was like, you know, the new first kid. Yeah. So like, I wasn't really, you know, close with like most of the people. I was kind of like, you know, it was like my first musical production. So like, rather than, you know, having fun. Oh, I did have fun, but then like I was kind of nervous most of the time because it was like the first production that I like was ever in. So, yeah. So but it was a good experience. But then since I had fun in that, I like took part in the other productions like later on. That's, you know, cool. So yeah,
who do you miss singing or acting with the most? It doesn't have to be from my class, just in general for my CS.
I really miss singing with Soul. Because, like, it wasn't in musical, but then, like...
Just friendly stuff, right?
Yeah, we both, like, sang a lot together.
You guys are so good together, honestly.
Yeah, I really miss that.
Mm-hmm. Man, Soul, if you're listening...
Yeah.
Soul. Soul.
You guys...
Yeah, and...
No, go ahead, sorry.
I kind of forgot what I was going to say.
anybody else?
Do you remember who else was in the Cinderella play? Because I remember Spun and Elisa did. It wasn't Elisa. It was Elisa.
Elisa, right? Sandlu. Yeah.
It was Spun and Elisa sister. Who played the sisters, right? Yeah, and that was so good.
Spun. They were really good. Spun was so cute.
Yo, Poom, did you know Harry and Soul was also in it? Like, they actually
had a part where they sang together.
Yeah.
A lot of our class, Yeah. A lot of us were in that production. So that was like, yeah, a really good memory. Like Angel was one of the techies, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Wasn't she?
Yeah,
for sure.
It's hard for Angel not to get involved, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like the first time that she was ever in a production like that?
I think she's a techie for a couple of music or production. Yeah.
Yeah, but like a lot of our class people were in it. Mm-hmm. Like Joseph,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, Joseph.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
send a message to Joseph right now and tell him to come on. He doesn't want to come on.
What? Yeah. Why? Joseph.
I'm calling him out. Sorry, Joseph. No, he's shy. He's
Joseph, we love you, but shy, come on, man up.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. I miss you, bro.
Just kidding. Yeah. So, is there anyone you kind of from our class that you still keep in touch with? Not on like regular basis, but you know, just time and again.
Like Hannah, Rena, Julia recently.
Julia.
Yeah, she's just stuck home. She said.
Because of COVID.
She said
Korea? She's in Korea right now?
She's in Korea, yeah.
Ah, okay. And Hannah's also in Korea, right?
Yeah.
So
we went to the same university. Did you guys know that?
Oh
yeah, Hannah went to SNU, right?
Yeah, and Jun Young too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Dang, ICS represent.
Yeah, the elite.
ICS. Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Wait, is that one of the reasons why a lot of Korean? No, this is completely or kind of off topic, but I've heard that Koreans like ICS because a lot of the students go on to do well in terms of like Korean universities. Is this true or is this just something I heard?
What do you think, Jinsu?
Well, I have no idea. I can't really say that I went to. Okay, sorry.
No, Jins.
Hey, come on, bro.
No, I think there's a good community between the parents of the Korean.
A lot of Koreans
in ICS.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
And a lot of Korean missionaries there.
That's true.
I think that's one of the reasons I went to ICS as well. Because like, our parents, like, they all connect, you know? So, like, yeah. I think Jinsu's parents kind of, you know, introduced ICS to our parents, to my parents.
Whoa.
Was it?
Jinsu, did you know this?
But I actually knew Suhi since, we were, like, pretty young.
Yeah, in grade
4 or 5. Yeah.
Oh, so that's what you said when your Korean friends mentioned, like, hey, you know, we love.
Yeah, childhood buddies, you know, nothing much.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Just childhood buddies.
Oh wait, you want her number? No, that's too much.
Jinsu should be like, I was a vocal coach when she was in like elementary school, bro. Like No, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just kidding.
Yeah. So that's true though. All the Pum, you were gonna say that all the Koreans were in Korea, right? You know who's not in Korea?
Joseph.
He's in Thailand.
Yeah.
So no
Seoul's
excuses.
Still in Thailand too.
Oh yeah, Seoul's in Thailand.
You just forgot.
I just wanted to call out Joseph.
Okay.
Does he listen to the podcast?
He'll come on when he's comfortable.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Hopefully. So, are you able to speak Thai still?
Nit nine.
Like,
I can understand it. I think no, Jinsu is much better than me.
Huh.
Like I can understand it, but then I can't really speak it. I think.
But can you sing it?
Ooh.
My die.
May die, yes.
What's happening?
May die. May die. The accent's still there.
Yeah.
But maybe not like Jinsu. Jinsu can sing like Body Slam.
Jinsu, do you want to do a snippet?
Yeah, Jinsu. What? Yeah, do you want to do a snippet of Body Slam?
Listen, guys, we really got to keep our numbers up.
What's that song again?
Oh,
whoa.
What song is that?
Yapid, Yapid, yes, Yapid.
Oh, it's Okhak.
Either one.
Okhak.
Okhak, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey,
yeah,
the two Koreans singing.
Come on, two Koreans are schooling us then. We have to go home. Really look ourselves in the mirror, man. Two Koreans living in Korea are like, hey, we know Thai songs better than you.
Is there anyone outside of like the Korean gang that you kind of still talk to? Not really?
Not really.
Not really.
Not really, to be honest.
I think another important question is, are you going to come to the 10-year anniversary? No, not 10-year anniversary, 10-year reunion?
Of course.
Boom.
And Boom's place in Kaoyai.
Yeah, Boom, yeah, Boom.
Really?
Write it down.
When is it happening?
No. It's happening for sure, 10 years, but I'm not sure about the venue, but for sure it's happening at some point.
Boom's going to set it up.
Oh, yo, guys, I never
seriously, Boom.
I never
like,
said that.
In these times when we need someone to step up, everyone looks up to you. Like, bro.
No, it was actually Angel.
With great responsibility,
Boom.
Bro.
Let's be real, Angel.
Boom,
with
also.
Great power, bro.
Also, Boom, we already have a band. We already have a book band, right, Suhi?
That's true. I can play guitar a little bit still. Actually, you know what, Suhi? For selfish reasons, I want to ask before you leave. What are some tips or like what is your advice for people that want to get better at singing?
That's a great one. Yo,
go to SNU.
Wait, is this like? Should we make this like premium content? Make people pay for this?
Patreon. If you want to know the answer, go to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Only fans.
Well, very bad answer, but take lessons.
okay.
You know?
MLM here.
just sing like a lot. Practice a lot. Mm-hmm. Like try different styles and just kind of figure out what you're good at, you know.
But approach it like anything else, right?
Like
if you want to learn something, you obviously have to practice. You have
to
like a coach if you can, or like a teacher if you can.
Yeah, meeting a good teacher would be a great help.
Oh, okay. How about this? What is a good teacher? Because for someone who's not in the industry, I have no idea. Just connection.
Who has a good ear? Mm-hmm. Ear, like who has a good hearing?
Ear.
Like who knows what is good and who knows like. Mm-hmm. Who knows, like, who can hear that I'm struggling with something? Like, who can, you know, hear it out? I think that's, like, one of the qualities that a good teacher should have. That's, like, one of,
Cool.
Yeah.
That's some free, some free advice.
Yeah. If that helps anyone.
All right, so I think it's a good place to wrap up this conversation as well.
Thank you so much for your time, honestly.
But and lastly, do you have anything you want to say to the class of 2013? Just anything. Sorry, a bit out of the blue, but yeah. This is like a staple question that we have for our guests. So.
Oh, well, I'll just miss all of you guys. It'll be great if you guys could, you know, just like
and subscribe.
Like, no.
Click the bell notification.
You know, just like, let's just keep in touch, like, more than, you know, just liking our own, each other's pictures on Instagram, you know, because just like,
reach out,
let's reach out. I'll try my best to reach out as well.
Thank you.
I had fun. You guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Honestly,
Thank you so much for your time. Especially the singing part. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, can I hear it before you guys like?
No, trust me, it was on point. It was even through like a less than ideal microphone, you could clearly hear like the quality.
Oh my gosh.
Ding, ding.
I'm like super embarrassed now.
Your vibrato is like Mwah, like chef's kiss.
Oh my god.
Just five content.
Oh, I really miss you guys.
Oh, same, same. That's why we're trying to keep it alive. We're trying to keep the dream alive.
That's really good. How did you guys start? Can I ask that?
What?
Like, how did you guys start this?
I actually don't know. How did we start?
If we were like, yo, we should talk instead of
typing.
Right. Yeah.
That was basically how.
But no, we really have to mention inspiration though.
Rina Samishima.
Rina.
Friends
Rina.
And the City.
Rina was the inspiration.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. We're like,
she has a podcast.
Yeah, she has a podcast.
Yeah.
But ours is far surpassed hers by now.
We listen.
joking.
We basically listen to it and then we're like, we can do better.
No. No, we're joking.
That was pretty, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that was pretty.
That was pretty.
No, but Rina, please keep sending us your voice messages.
Yeah. Also to everyone else as well, just keep sending the messages and just on IG story as well.
Yeah. Pictures too.
Mm-hmm. And most importantly for today, go listen and go subscribe to We Love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be posting that content on the IG as well.
I would appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. And hopefully see you soon.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Composer of history, universe's score, his infinite beauty makes chords with his majesty. Every creator.